Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 3 of K-Talks. Before we jump in, I just want to say again, thank you to everyone that's just shown me so much love and support with this podcast so far. It really just means the world to me. You guys are absolutely incredible, and I'm so, so grateful. And I do want to give a shout out to the subscriber of the week, and that goes to Whiskey No-No. And Whiskey No-No said, very motivating and inspirational. Thank you so much for the episode, Kay. I was very motivated by it, and I can't wait for more. Thank you so much for saying that and for taking the time to write a review and listen to this podcast. It really means so much to me. So I'm going to jump right in here, and I want to ask you guys a question. If there was an exercise that you could do that could change the pH of your blood, boost your digestion, lower your heart rate and your cortisol levels, and it would help you sleep better, would you do that every day? I mean, I would do it every day, right? It sounds pretty amazing, and this exercise is so simple. You don't need any equipment, and it actually already lives inside of all of us. And you're probably wondering what the heck I'm talking about. It's our breath. And if done correctly and safely, it's one of the most powerful ways to actually calm your mind, your body, your nervous system, and your endocrine system. And it seems pretty funny to talk about breathing because it's something that our bodies naturally do without even thinking about, just like blinking, right? I actually first learned about the importance of breath work when I started vocal lessons back when I was 18. And I was very lucky to have not only a great vocal coach from the beginning, but a great spiritual mentor. And meeting her was actually very life-changing for me. And her teachings and classes were a catalyst to me starting my spiritual journey. And it honestly played a huge part in where I am today. And I definitely had a few awakenings as the result of her guidance through the years. And she's still one of my mentors and dear friends today. And I'm actually going to have her on the podcast as a part 2 series to this breath topic, because I truly feel like it's so important. And her teachings are based around breath and sound and healing through breath and sound. And I really think it could help a lot of people. So I want to share her knowledge and wisdom with all of you, because that's her area of expertise. And I want you guys to hear what she has to offer. So stay tuned for that episode. But let's talk about breathing. So it's the first thing we do when we come into this life. And it's also the last. And it's the direct connection to our life force, but it's so often forgotten about because our bodies just know to do it. I mean, we don't have to think about breathing, right? So when we're talking about being healthier, or, you know, when we're sitting in the doctor's office or a therapist chair, it's overlooked, and they give us some pills and they send us on our way. Now, don't get me wrong, there's definitely a time and place for Western medicine, and it can help a lot of people, but it's not the only way. So if we know that even in a short time frame of, say, 10 minutes of focused breathing, what that can do for us, why do they not recommend and prescribe breath work for us? Why are we not talking about this more? Because connecting with our breath and becoming aware of it is one of the most powerful and healing things that we can do. As soon as we become aware of our breath, our mind starts to calm down, and we are being brought back into the present moment, because our breath is always in the present moment. The breath can't travel to the past or the unknown future like our mind tends to do. So it truly is the gateway to unlocking so many things within ourselves. And as Max Strom says, some doors can only be opened from the inside. And the breath is a way to that door. So as many of you know, I love yoga. It's no secret. I'm so passionate about it because it really has changed my life. And my goal is to get my yoga teacher training, or I guess my yoga teacher certification next year, so I can help at a deeper level and actually teach breath work. But if you've ever been to a yoga class, you'll notice the teacher will put a lot of emphasis on the breath. And if you've never experienced that before, or you're not familiar with it, you're probably wondering why the heck everyone's breathing so loud. And it's really just about tying each movement with the flow of your breath. And yoga is a moving meditation, and it helps us become more in sync with our bodies, and it helps us relax and become more present among so many other things. But it really can just open up doorways to old emotions or things in the body that we've been holding on to for so many years. So in yoga, we combine the breath with movement to really just open up the body and heal. And I love this because we will often go through the day just taking very shallow breaths, or even sometimes even holding our breath without even realizing it. I know that I've definitely caught myself more than a few times holding my breath. So it's definitely important to just check in with ourselves from time to time to make sure that we're breathing. Because even in just 10 minutes or less, focused breath work can cause fight or flight to turn off and rest and relax to turn on. And Stanford researchers have actually pinpointed the brain cells behind tranquility-inducing breathing. And in a March 31st science paper, they identified a handful of nerve cells in the brainstem that connect breathing to relaxation and attention and excitement and also anxiety. And they said that this study is intriguing because it provides a cellular and molecular understanding of how it all connects. So Western medicine and culture are starting to understand on a scientific level how powerful breath work actually is for us. And this is something that's been taught in Eastern medicine and through the practice of yoga for thousands of years. Before I jump in with some tips here, I do want to just emphasize, before you go and practice breath work, if it's new to you, make sure that you are following the guidance of a coach or a teacher or someone that has the knowledge and understanding of this, because you can actually harm and raise panic in your body if you push yourself past what you're actually able to handle. So tip number one is to set a reminder on your phone or your watch. And I actually have a reminder on my Apple Watch to go off at certain times throughout the day. And it just reminds me to stop and breathe, and I'll just take a moment and pause. And it's actually 1 minute exactly, where I just check in with myself and I'm just present and I'm just focusing on my breath. Tip number two is do a yoga class that's focused on pranayama. And pranayama is basically a practice focused on breath control. And I actually recommend Dylan Warner's class on Allo Moves. He has a new series called Breath Sequence. And this would be a really good place to start because he goes into different breathing techniques, and he's got a range of classes from using breath to reduce stress and anxiety to energizing the body. So if you'd like to try that, I'll actually link that up for you in the show notes. And tip number three is just using a basic 4-7-8 method. So what you would do is you would inhale for 4 seconds, you would hold for 7 seconds, and then you would exhale for 8 seconds, and then you would repeat that. So I recommend starting this. If breath work is new to you, again, maybe even start at 3 minutes, like doing that 4-7-8 method for 3 minutes, and then slowly working your way up, because it's so important to just take it slow and listen to your body, because there is actually a connection between breath and your lungs and unexpressed grief. And if you hold your breath past your limit, it can actually raise anxiety and panic in you. So again, it's just important to work your way up slowly and just really listen to your body and then work yourself into more complex breathing exercises as you start to get used to actually doing focused breath. So I'm going to be doing a part two of this and interviewing my dear friend and mentor, Anna, so we can really just dive a bit deeper here because this is a big topic and I do think it's important and it can help a lot of people, especially during these times right now. So that's all I wanted to share with you today. So thank you so much for listening and be sure to watch out for that part two, and I'll see you guys on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of K-Talks. Please hit that subscribe button for a chance to get a shout out for Subscriber of the Week. And also please write a review and let me know what you loved about this episode. I do really want to hear from you and create content that you love and enjoy listening to. It would mean the world to me if you could please share with a friend. And don't forget to tag me at KBellows on social media so I can see you're listening and reach out and connect with you. Until next time, I'll see you later.